You're listening to Higher Ed Social, episode 51. I'm Logan.
And I'm Jackie. And this week we talked with Jordan Waggy, who is an associate professor of psychology over at Avila University. And there's really different types of psychologists. And Jordan is actually an experimental psychologist, meaning that she's not what you think of, like laying on the couch and getting opinions and getting advice. She actually works with students over in the cognition lab at Avila, specifically studying food and eating behaviors. So if you're hungry, go grab a snack, because you definitely will be by the end of this episode.
So when we're talking to Jordan, we talk about the work that she does, specifically her method of research, which relies very heavily on surveys using the internet. We also talk about other fun things like traveling through space, setting your GPS to a stupid British accent, and what happens when you're a young professor just out of grad school. So we hope you enjoy this episode of Higher Ed Social, and this is the seventh take of this intro. And music. I think we actually made
play
it through it.
Logan, just play the music.
Yes, I just wanted everyone to know that.
Just play the music.
So I made the biggest mistake, I guess, that you can do. I gave Simon an Oreo.
Oh yeah,
his first Oreo, and everything seemed okay. And then he walked up, and it was like all over his face and hands.
Yeah.
And I was like, Marin, what did he do to this? What did he do to this Oreo cookie? And she's like, he ate it. And I was like, or put it on as facial makeup? I'm not sure.
Did you take a picture of it?
Well, no, because I was too busy trying to get ready for the show. In that I was trying to get him upstairs so that they could get in a bath so that I could do the show.
You're just getting dad points. You're fine. Like,
yes.
Giving a child an Oreo is like a really good parent move, I think.
I suppose.
Considering,
yeah, now I'm super hungry.
I could go for an Oreo. I don't have any in my apartment. That's really upsetting.
So mad at you right now.
I'm sorry.
Man.
I just went to the grocery store and was walking by it. And like all of the Oreos were gone because, you know, it snowed. So everybody went to the grocery store and wiped out everything. But there was
everybody stocked up on Oreos.
So there was, except for the birthday cake ones.
Are those any good?
And one box of the regular. There was just like one box left. And I was like, it looks so lonely. I think I'll take it.
You gotta go to Aldi and get some of those like Funny-O's.
All I know is scarcity. When you know something's scarce, you want to buy it. So that's why I ended up buying Oreos. I never buy Oreos. But, you know.
I mean, you know, when it blizzards, you got to stock up on the essentials, like Oreos, I guess.
Well, I don't know. We, in case you missed it, there was a big snow. I believe we got about 8 more inches than someone in New York got.
I am in upstate New York, and there is, I would say, 98% grass outside my window. There was apparently a very sharp edge to that storm, and I was above the edge. So I got no snow, no flurries, no nothing. For the first time, probably in a long time, considering.
It snowed for a day and a half. We had thunder snow. It was crazy. I texted Jackie and was like, oh my God, thunder snow.
I don't think I've ever seen that or heard that.
Yes.
But
I'm surprised your power's on.
We lost it a little bit. That's kind of why it took so long, is because power went out, it flickered out, and it turned off my Mac Mini, so I had to turn it back on.
Welcome.
Jordan, meet Jackie. Jackie, meet Jordan.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hi.
Our listeners don't know who you are, and we always neglect to introduce our listeners, like within the first couple minutes of the show, or our guest, so that our listeners are like, we don't know who's on the show, Jackie. So why don't we do that now before we get too far into the
before
show?
Before we get too far.
Yeah. Okay. I am Jordan. I'm Jordan Waggy. I don't know. I'm so tired. I live in Kansas City. So I teach at a small liberal arts college called Avila University. And I'm an associate professor there in the psychology department. I'm an experimental psychologist, not a counseling psychologist. A big difference. I wouldn't say I don't like helping people. I just don't help people.
You like figuring out how they think.
I do, yeah, which ultimately should help them, right? And that's basically my life. I went, you know, immediately from my PhD. I got my PhD actually the day I turned 29 and immediately went to a teaching university, tenure track, full time.
Which is amazing.
It's crazy. It's so crazy. Like, I think back now and I think, who on earth gave me a job when I was 29? I had no idea what I was doing. And I say this, like, just in case, Jackie, you're kind of ambiguously aged. You could very well be anywhere between 23 and probably 33.
Thank you.
But
so
I'm just
much.
Gonna
I don't
say
know how I feel.
If you happen to be 29 or younger, I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about me. Yeah. I was a slow developer. did not have a maturity level, and it was a crazy life for a few years. Mm-hmm. But it, you know, it's been good. I really enjoy what I do. I work with undergraduate students and graduate students, and that's a lot of fun for me. Master's level students, and I really enjoy the classes I teach. They're the classes that, you know, people in both programs consider to be kind of the harder classes, which has been both good for me and bad for me sometimes, but, you know, probably more good than bad. And I love my school.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I'm sorry. I just have to point this out, but my 5 months pregnant rear end has 13,000 steps today.
Congratulations.
Dang, thank you.
That is like 10,000 more steps than I took today because I sat on my butt.
I did it entirely so I could eat ice cream tonight.
Go you, because that's why I work out, is so I can eat more.
Oh, also, 100%. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, and
thank
that.
You.
I was
thank
I was
you.
Get to that. That's really exciting.
It is. I'm just blowing excitement.
I know this is not your first child, because you talked about a child that has fed the dog chocolate. Is this your second, third?
Second, yeah.
Second round
that
two.
I know of.
Does it work like that?
You're a woman. But still good.
Yeah.
So how old is your
he's he turned 2 in November, so he's like 2 and a quarter.
He's Simon age.
He is very when's Simon's birthday?
July 20th.
Okay,
he's about 2 and a half.
Yeah, he's 5 months older than Ari. I thought he was born quite some time before Ari was, but
not that much.
Because I remember seeing like maybe one picture of him and thinking, oh my gosh, you know, he's really cute. I hope that's what, you know, my kids like.
They actually have the same hair. I was looking at that.
They're blonde.
Yes, they're both blonde with like straight blonde hair.
Was Maren blonde when she was a baby?
Supposedly, yes.
Yeah. So was Rich. I mean, I was raised Jewish, so like the second I get a kid with blonde hair, I'm like,
Jackie's
what's
Jewish
happening?
Too.
I am also Jewish.
Yay!
From four tribe members. Part of the tribe. Yes. Yeah, there is not a blonde-haired person in my family on either side, because I have my mom's, you know, Jewish heritage. We're not Israeli, but whatever. And then my father's side, their nationality is Italian. So I am very hairy and very dark-haired. So, you know. For all you single men out there, I'm very hairy.
Ambiguously aged.
You,
hairy.
I am 24. Single men out there, 24 and very hairy.
You are actually pretty close on the bottom rung.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I was gonna go lower on the top half, but I didn't want to be insulting.
That's okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You know,
I get to do that enough.
We're like meeting each other virtually, so I feel like there's a barrier there. Like it doesn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's totally maybe fun. If you had some more like One Direction posters up in your bedroom,
I don't think I have any.
I believe there are Five Directions now.
Do they break up?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Like, first they like broke up, and then they really broke up.
Oh.
Yes.
So you mean like they broke up for a publicity stunt, and then they broke up?
No, like one of the members was like, okay, peace out, solo career. And the rest of them were like, but we're still here. And then they're like, eh, nope, never mind.
The only reason I know any of that is because of John Oliver. That's it.
I just saw it on the internet. It's when you run social media for a university, you kind of see all the students like freak out when something like that happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's what it is.
So crazy to think about that our students are like into One Direction.
Yeah, they probably
they're so little.
I know. They're tiny.
So in one of my classes I teach about something called flashbulb memory, which is like where something, you know, terrifying happens or something really important happens. You have this image in your mind of that thing forever. It's sometimes accurate, sometimes not, but like the classic one for our parents was when JFK was shot, blah, blah, blah. But for us, like for, you know, Logan, me, you, our generation, like September 11th, right? It's a flashbulb memory for us.
Yep.
Right. And I can't use that as an example in my introduction to psychology classes because they were four.
Yeah, they don't remember that. They don't have a concept of that.
They don't.
That's crazy. I mean, granted, I was in fifth grade, I remember it. I remember the moment, but I think I only remember the moment because I was confused. Like, I honestly didn't know what the World Trade Center was or the Twin Towers was. Like, and then I heard it, and I remember a couple students in my class like being upset, but I was like, I don't know what this means. Like, I don't understand what's happening here. So
Right.
I think I was
We use the Challenger explosion a lot too, but I was like 9 or 10 when the Challenger exploded, and
they have Columbia.
Oh. Nobody remembers that.
Which just sucks.
The thing about Challenger was that everybody was watching it live at school because there was a school teacher on it, right?
That's true.
But nobody watches shuttle launches. I mean, I do.
They're kind of cool.
Know. Yeah.
I mean, like thrusting up into space. That's really, really cool.
Well, not really space. More like the outer exosphere, but.
That's fair. But I mean, now all these like movies
lower Earth orbit.
But now all these movies have me anxious about space travel because
you need to watch some Star Trek. Everything's safe.
The Martian, Gravity. Oh my God. The anxiety I had watching Gravity, can't explain it. It was the worst movie experience of my life. I will never watch that movie again.
What are you talking about? The Martian taught you that all you need in space is duct tape.
Duh. No, but that was...
This is a movie I have actually seen. I have seen two movies in the past, like, year and a half.
Right, because you're...
I'm not kidding.
And you need some hose and some duct tape, and that's all you need.
No, The Martian didn't give me that much anxiety. I was, like, concerned, but Gravity, couldn't handle
it. Gotta see it.
Like,
Gravity was a little messed up.
Sandra Bullock spins in space the entire movie, and that's what gave me anxiety. It was like, oh my God, what if... Not that I will ever go up to space, but, like... What would I do if I was spinning in space where there is no gravity and you cannot stop yourself from spinning?
Right.
Like, that is terrifying to me. That is so terrifying. And so watching that movie was not an enjoyable experience. And the ending was frustrating.
But yes, it was. It was a little frustrating.
I won't spoil.
I'm never, you know, I can sit down and watch the same show on Netflix for 5 hours, but I can't commit to a movie. So it's fine.
Really?
Spoil it. Yeah.
No, we won't spoil for our listeners. It's just a very frustrating ending because it was actually like a very well composed movie, despite my anxiety. And then the ending was just kind of like, are you serious? Like, it was like, that won't happen. Like, of course, all these other things that won't happen in the movie. It's like, come on. Okay. That wouldn't happen.
Now I actually want to watch it.
You should. But then like, the
it's very sciencey, but not like the Martian sciencey, but
yeah. On Wikipedia.
The long story short is I think she should have died and she didn't. And it was like, what? Are you serious? Like, basically, I spoiled for you. But you know how, like, on Law and Order, they happen to find all the evidence? It was, like, one of those things. Like, okay. Like,
I get really disappointed when movies have happy endings. It's just, like, I'm 35. Like,
you should watch Interstellar.
Don't. Okay. That was actually going to be next on my list. Because that, I think, just became free on Amazon Prime.
That's a movie that will make you go WTF at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I did see Star Wars.
It makes you go WTF at the end, too.
I did not.
Eh. I mean, they've got to stretch it out.
Yeah. So. Over the rest of forever.
Let them learn from The Hobbit. Save some interesting, I don't know what I can say, stuff.
Yes. I would bleep out the other thing. Which always actually adds to the like polarity of the show, but you know.
Yes, Logan has
I'll try to sneak something in later for you.
So, back to work. You run a lab.
Me? Yes.
You literally run a lab. So I tell us about that.
Oh my God,
So this is a really strange story, but when I got my PhD, I got my PhD in experimental psychology. In the lab I was in, we studied visual psychophysics. And it was very, very interesting, very fascinating subject, but it's really a niche topic, probably not appropriate for having, you know, lots of undergrads and master's level students work with me.
Right.
And so I switched to more kind of straight cognitive work. And over the years, so it took me a few years to actually have like a really good lab because I didn't even have space when I first went to AVLA and wasn't really sure exactly what I wanted to study. I was trying to find something students were really interested in, they could help me with, I could write grants for. So now, just long story short, long story long, I run a food cognition lab. So we study food and eating behaviors, not just the behaviors, but the cognitive processes that guide those behaviors. So attention, memory, language, you know, environmental cues, approach avoidance, just, you know, a lot of people study the behaviors themselves and it's really interesting, but it's also a really shallow look at what guides,
right,
you know, eating behaviors for people who have, you know, both sort of normal types of eating behaviors, but also disordered. Like subclinically. So we don't study, you know, anorexia or bulimia or anything like that, or binge eating disorder, even some new diagnosis under the DSM. But we study people who just have, you know, kind of disordered eating, but not necessarily clinically disordered.
That's so neat.
Interesting.
It is cool. It's really cool.
Very relevant these days.
It is. It's very hard for me. What's interesting about my lab is that we draw a variety of people. So we draw, you know, I have students who have just been with me forever and they just will study, you know, anything I study, they'll just study. But I also have students who are drawn to the subject. So sometimes our meetings are a little bit like, I don't know, like just a vent session for our own, you know, issues. And it's really obvious that there are, this is such a complex set of behaviors that contribute to this.
It's like a certain podcast. Sorry.
What podcast is that, Logan?
Not
is
Higher Ed podcast? Live.
What are you talking about?
Sorry.
You're fine. It's interesting. It's relevant. It's, I think, you know, pragmatically, you know, I'm taking sabbatical next fall, and part of the purpose for that is to start writing grants. It's going to be something that I'm going to be able to get grants for. Because there's a lot of money out there from, you know, like American Diabetic Association and even the NIH and NSF. I mean, there's a lot of money available to study stuff like this, and there are a lot of resources available, and students are just totally into studying this. We have these meetings, and I'm reading all these articles, and like it's just impossible to not stuff my face. It's so hard. It's like every paper I read is like, yeah, we gave the participants a caloric preload of Oreo cookies. Seriously, read a paper where they used Oreos. So,
so can I like be a part of this study? Like, how does that work? Can I like just show up? Are you gonna like feed me stuff? Like,
we're actually doing the research we're doing online. So I don't know if Logan, maybe you have encountered this, you know, at your university too. So it's a little bit larger than where I am. And Jackie, I'm not sure. Where are you affiliated with the university?
Yeah, I'm at Skidmore College in New York.
Oh, perfect.
Liberal arts.
Yeah. So we have about 1,000 undergrads and I think about 200 graduate students in the psychology department, although They might kill me for saying that because I have no idea if that's accurate.
we won't tell.
But one of the things that's really difficult to do is actually get participants. So we've been working on finding ways to do that. You know, even when the classic way to do that when you're in intro psych is, or when you are in a psych department, is to get students from intro psych to be in all your projects. Mm-hmm. But you know,
kind of like Ghostbusters.
It's exactly like actually, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to be a psychologist, right? And then. Turned out.
And then Ghostbusters. So
you shock people.
Yeah, Bill Murray was a psychology professor.
Yes.
In Ghostbusters.
Yes. And the whole thing starts out with students and testing students.
Yeah.
And hitting on one.
Yeah.
And shocking the guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not shocking the hot girl and making her think she had ESP. Anyway.
Yeah, we don't, you know, that's exactly.
Way to spoil that one.
Yeah. I know.
It's the beginning of the movie.
It really
it's literally the first 5 minutes of the movie.
It is. I forget about it. I used to forget about it every time until I watched it. I was like, oh yeah, there's this part in this movie. That sounds like that seems like a good job someday. So anyway, so your question.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to ask who your participants are. If you're getting people from like all over, if you're just like looking at students or community.
We do internet research now. So at least in our lab, we're running pretty much everything over Amazon's Mechanical Turk.
I'm a Turk. I've done that, but I've done really lame things like copied data and stuff.
Yeah,
I haven't been a participant in a study.
We usually get participants pretty fast because we, you know, I like to pay them equitably. So I like to pay, you know, what the equivalent of, you know, $5 or $6 an hour at least. Nice. Which, if it takes them, you know, 15 minutes to fill out a survey, okay, that's $1.50, which, as you know, is a lot of money.
When you're on an MTurk, I've got like the maximum I've gotten, I think, is like 2 cents per task. I can't make money on that.
it's heinous. And in research, you know, we're ethically obligated to compensate our participants fairly. So when I slap a survey up and, you know, I offer, you know, 50 cents to a dollar for them to do it, to do this little task, people just flock to it. And you know, we get our data in 30 minutes, something that previously at my institution would have taken me a whole semester, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the nice thing is, you know, in psychology, we talk about there's what we call the college sophomore problem, that almost all of our research findings are based on students in introduction to psychology.
Interesting.
And I mean, who knows if they are like other people in the world? You know,
usually they're not.
I know.
Probably not.
I mean,
yeah.
College sophomores are typically in that area of life where they are questioning everything about life. Because the first year of college has gone by and it didn't go as they expected it. And maybe their major isn't right. And maybe they, you know. So at Belmont, we have a program called Growth and Purpose for Students. And it really started out as kind of a thing for sophomores, but it's kind of grown more than that. And it's kind of to help those, you know, students who kind of get lost a little bit in that, you know, that time around sophomore year.
There is a
compass in the logo.
Of course.
Well, yeah. Maps, you know.
Yes.
Maybe there's also a British person yelling at them.
I don't get that joke.
What? Are you serious? You don't understand that joke? How, like, it's the best thing when you take your GPS and set it to a British man's voice.
Oh, well, I don't set... I like Siri. Siri's nice.
Oh, my God, Logan.
Should I set Siri to a British man?
No. You need, like, a TomTom or a Garmin. Like, you haven't lived until you've done this on your... Yeah, I used to have a Garmin, and I named him Watson because I had the British accent guy.
The first thing you do is set it to the British people.
You always do. That or the Australian person.
Yeah.
I think the one time I had... my friends that had TomToms, like, set it to, like...
Snoop Dogg. Yeah.
Snoop Dogg, but he was a British guy.
Oh, Eddie Izzard. Yeah, he had one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On TomTom?
It's the guy that...
Yeah, but it was, like, 20
that
bucks.
That bites the bats off that had a reality TV show.
Oh, Ozzy Osbourne.
That's it. It was Ozzy.
Yeah.
And it was like, get on the effing freeway or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he didn't say effing. It was the other thing that he said.
Yeah. Like, okay, so he didn't say EFFIN.
Right.
Okay.
He said the full word.
Right.
We can't
except
have a show.
Mumbled.
What's that word, though?
It's the word is
Jackie just wanted me to bleep something.
I really just wanted him to. That's all I wanted.
I was really trying not to do it, and then
I didn't
she
even
made me
say
do
the
it.
Word, and Logan just put the bleeps in anyway.
Yeah, I've dropped the F-bomb in class a couple times.
Well, you're a professor. Academic freedom.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Every once in a while, like, my friends and I sit around and talk about, you know, what we would do if higher education completely crumbled, you know.
Which is, tell me more.
No, I feel like this is a possibility someday.
What do you mean by crumble? Like, no
I
one
don't
would
know
go,
if, well, you know, if,
like, if the bubble bursts.
Yeah, you know, this populations, like, you know, if our university closes, I mean, which I really don't think it's ever going to happen, but, you know, changes in population, lots of universities close, or everybody, you know, public universities become free, so private colleges are just, you know, toast. You know, I'm sure this conversation is producing a lot of anxiety. Sorry about that, but
no, it's fine.
I think it's good to have a plan B, you know, especially when you're used to doing the same thing every day of your life for 30 years. Like, if something happened and I didn't have another plan, I'd be like Brooks in Shawshank Redemption, you know what I mean? Like, so institutionalized now.
Yeah.
So a couple of my friends have said, if something happened, I'd teach at, you know, high school, private high school, public high school, I'd get a teaching certificate or something like that. And I'm like, no. First of all, 7:30 in the morning. No. Second of all, no swearing. No. Third of all,
no swearing.
Khakis?
What do you typically wear? What is your outfit? Describe it. Paint a picture.
I have jeans. I usually wear t-shirts and jeans.
Yeah.
And that's every
that's
once
why
in a while.
I envy our comrades in higher ed. Like, I could probably a couple days a week get away with, like, jeans and a nice shirt if I don't have any, like, meetings or anything. But I definitely couldn't pull that off every single day.
No, most of our – I mean,
I wear a tie almost every day.
Yeah, Logan gets real fancy.
I would say, except for our people and probably in admissions and advancement, you know, most people on our campus are pretty casual, I think. Or maybe I just don't notice. Except for in the education department, they actually make a big deal of dressing up every day because they're teaching students that they have to dress up every day. So
yeah, that's
and then we saunter by their classroom in our yoga pants.
Surprise! Well, see, the problem, and going back to being ambiguously aged, so if I dress down too much, everyone thinks I'm a student.
Oh, like, my God.
That's the original reason why I started wearing a tie every day. It's so that I wouldn't get, like...
Like, I honestly need a name tag, and I should just wear it everywhere, because there was a day I was mistook for a student, like, 3 times in one day by people around me. And I was like, okay, I'm not a student. Like...
Yeah. No, when I started there, I pulled up in my 95 Saturn with all its bumper stickers. I got out of the car with jeans and a backpack on. I had a backpack. Like, as soon as I got out of the car, somebody started yelling at me for parking in employee parking. So that was my first day.
I am an employee, though.
But I'm a professor. I'm going to be such a buzzkill, but I'm so excited about the X-Files. I really want to watch it.
Why is that a buzzkill?
I can pretend to support you.
It starts in 6 minutes.
I
don't know. It depends on whatever's happening with sports. And I really have no concept of that. There's football happening.
Yes. Is it like a Super Bowl?
No, it's not.
It's the pre-Super Bowl. It's like the Pro Bowl.
It's called the playoffs.
Oh, it's sports ball.
It's sports. Sports are important.
Whatever it is, the Bills aren't in it, so.
Yes, they are. I've decided that the Bills, like, already won the Supreme Super Bowl, and now everyone's just playing for second place.
Are you a Bills fan? One of the kickers for the Bills lived down the street from me when I lived in Kentucky.
No way.
Yeah.
That's fun.
His name was Mark.
Okay.
No idea. This was when I was, like, 10, so 25 years ago.
I don't know.
And he was in his 40s, so.
To go through. It's not a current player. My other fun fact is I went to high school with Rob Gronkowski, who is a Patriots player, and I hate the Pats, so that makes it even better.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the X-Files are on in 6 minutes. We're out of time anyway. But thank you, Jordan, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having
me. This was so much fun.
I'll come back someday.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us this week.
Logan, it's so good to talk to you.
Yeah, I know. It's only been like since Emily and Jimmy's wedding.
I know.
Which is a long time. because that was pure context for everyone. I don't even know when that was.
It was 2005.
Ah.
Well, a long reunion.
Yes.
No.
Well,
we won't make it 11 years this time.
Nope. Yep. Thanks, Jordan, for joining us this week. Yeah. Head down to higher.
There and I said hi.
I will. Head down to highered.social and get links to the things we talked about today. Subscribe to our podcast there or in iTunes. And if you like the show, don't forget to give us a review. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at HES Podcast. Send us a tweet. We love hearing from you. And let us know if you'd like to be on the show or if you know someone who'd like to be on the show.
We want you on the show.
Thanks one more time, Jordan. And have a great whatever time of the day you're listening to this.
Go Bills!
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.